Hey everyone, thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, Iran's president says Palestinians can defend their rights only through resistance and struggle against Israel. Hassan Rouhani made the statement in a meeting with the Secretary General of Palestinian Islamic Jihad Resistance Movement. Iranian president stressed Palestinians must continue their resistance and bring Israelis to their knees. He said all Muslims must support Palestinians' right of return to their homeland and their efforts to establish Jerusalem al-Quds as a permanent capital of Palestine. Now, Rouhani also reiterated Iran will undoubtedly win the economic war waged by the enemies of the Islamic Republic. First part, Ziad al-Nakhala said Palestinians will continue their resistance despite threats and pressure by Israel and the U.S. Joining us now out of Brisbane is Max Egan, radio host and political commentator. For more on the story, hello, Max. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, your thoughts on the Iranian president's, proclamation that Palestinians can defend their rights only through resistance and struggle against Israel.
Look, you know, it's good. I mean, they need to resist and they need to struggle, but unfortunately, every form of resistance that they mount is construed by the West as terrorist activity because this is the way the media plays it. You know, I really don't agree with the philosophies of Islamic Jihad. I mean, I agree with the need to free Palestine, but I think that a stance of silent defiance would achieve far more in the eyes of the world than any type of armed resistance. I mean, sure, you need to resist invasions and you need to resist when troops come for you, absolutely. But, you know, any action that's actually mounted will be seen by the West as an aggressive action. And Israel just uses these to control the situation. Israel lives in a state of sympathy. That's how it gets all its attention. That's how it gets all its support, by constantly playing the sympathy card. And that's what it does with these Palestinian uprisings, unfortunately. So, you know, I mean, I don't agree with the UN or anything, but I'm all for troops on the ground there to stop the border confrontation and to promote open discussion. I think that's what we need, you know.
And it's funny you should say that, Max, because, you know, a lot of people do agree with you. At the same time, you know, this all kind of materialized out of the fact that Palestinians tried time and again to show goodwill and got nowhere with Israel and actually were, you know, pushed backwards as a result. So it seems like this plays along the narrative that they're left with no choice but resistance at this point.
I know, that's the thing. It's a really sad situation. I mean, and you've got to understand that what we see in Palestine is constant aggression by the state of Israel, which promotes this type of resistance. But again, it's just that the media plays it as terrorist activity. They don't see that it's Palestinian resistance. They think it's Israeli resistance because of the way the media plays it. It's all backwards. It really is. But, you know, if there could be some form of Western media get in there and some form of troops on the ground to stop the confrontation, to stop the Israeli aggression, that's really what's needed more than anything. For the Palestinians to demand that, I mean, they've been demanding it for years and getting nowhere, so I completely understand why Islamic Jihad would be saying what they're saying. But again, the philosophies, I don't agree with the philosophies of the organization, really. And, I mean, I totally support the Palestinian cause, but there's got to be a better method than confrontation. Whatever it is, there's got to be a better method.
Always a pleasure to get your perspective. Thank you, Mr. Max Egan, out of Brisbane, Australia, radio host and political commentator.